Hi, I'm Melanie.
Hi, I am Imad.
And you are listening to
من هنا
Finding Refuge in Friendship.
اسمي Imad.
اسمي Melanie. Today I have a really special guest. This is Imad Naji Rashid from Baghdad, Iraq, and he'll be with us for the next couple of episodes. Imad has a PhD in biology. He was a professor at the University of Baghdad and has been in the U.S. for 10 years. Imad, if you could tell us a little bit about the project you were working on at the University of Baghdad.
Before Baghdad collapsed and Saddam regime ended, I used to work with my colleague, Ra'ad al-Mola, on a project that we call it the Pioneer Project in the Middle East. So the institute was to grant a degree for medical students who graduated as an MD to be a specialist in herbal medicine, to prepare medicines that being used by humanity through the history. The safe, effective methods to treat, not to mask the symptoms, but to treat many, many ailments during the Iraqi embargo during the 90s, before 2003, you know. There was embargo and blockade and sanctions against Iraq from medicine and food. And that time I started my hobby as a job to help people to find the missing medication from the pharmacy shelves and replace it and substitute it by herbal medicine, which is safe and effective.
And these herbal medicines are ones that have been used in the Middle East for centuries.
Definitely. All the Arabic Islamic civilization, they translate and collect all the information from all the world, from Greek, Roman, from Asia, Chinese, Indians, and northern parts of Russia, and from Africa also. They collected that information and process it to choose which is right for the culture and the people in the area, which is not. After 2003, you know, our project just like stopped. All the documents we submitted to the Ministry of Higher Education being burned down. We lost everything. We have to start over. My colleague, they assigned him as head of Department of Biology till 2005, when they killed my colleague, Ra'ad al-Mola. He was a PhD.
Where did Dr. Mola go to college?
From United States, from Arizona at University.
So when you're talking about this period in Arabia, those of us of European descent think of it as the Dark Ages, but that was actually a golden age in Arabia, where the Arab scholars were collecting information and wisdom from all around the world. And that's the pool of knowledge and history that you were drawing on to bring into this modern world to support and care for your people.
Yeah, I found it in their language in that time very hard. It's not like the modern Arabic. I spent hours and weeks, months, till I became a master of that.
From here, we draw on the ancient wisdom of our ancestors.
وبهذا نختم بالحكمة من أجدادنا.